AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former Vice President Mike Pence was back in Washington today.
Former Vice President Mike Pence testified for 7 hours before a grand jury investigating former President Trump's actions before and after the 2020 election.
That's CBS's Nancy Cordes. She tells us Trump tried to stop Pence from testifying, but a federal appeals court rejected his bid yesterday. As for Trump himself, he was back out on the campaign trail today in New Hampshire, taking shots at President Biden.
I'm going to retire the name Crooked so that we can use the name for Joe Biden, because he'll be known from now on as Crooked Joe Biden.
The two could have a 2020 rematch if Trump's poll numbers keep climbing. In Massachusetts, a judge delayed a decision on whether to release Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira for posting classified military documents online. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Teixeira's lawyers said, quote, he had no idea that it would go beyond this little circle of people on the server. Judge Hennessy interrupted, saying, that's like arguing I pulled the trigger, but I had no intent to kill him. I find it a little incredible that the defendant could not foresee that possibility.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell got punked. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us some Russian pranksters got him on the phone pretending to be Ukraine's president.
A video recording of the call has been circulating on social media.
A sign of an intensification of the crisis.
You also pointed out that, though, to the average work week, there are some modest signs that the labor market is weakening.
The Fed isn't saying what steps it will take to prevent this from happening again.
Well, if you ever skipped a day of school or work in the 90s, you'll likely caught the Jerry Springer show. Today, CBS's Jared Hill tells us its beloved host died of cancer at 79.
We're getting down and dirty with our next story.
Springer defended his critically reviled program as escapist entertainment and often told people, tongue-in-cheek, that his wish for them was that they may never be on his show.
And another talk show's ending later tonight, The Late Late Show with James Corden. CBS's Donya Backus talked to him about it.
Knowing that the end is near, what are the thoughts? What are the emotions?
It's really hard. It's really hard to compute and take in.
What would you tell yourself 8 years ago when you first started this show?
I'd tell him just to enjoy it and to not ever take for granted that you really are working with some of the best people you'll ever work with in your life.
Corden says he doesn't know what's next, but his last show will be a one-hour farewell special on CBS. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for more.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's coronavirus emergency is officially over. The Department of Health Services says it will transition away from emergency footing as the Biden administration prepares to end the national emergency declaration in about 2 weeks. DHS Secretary Kristen Johnson urges people in Wisconsin not to let their guard down just because the emergency declarations are passing. Wisconsin's top Democrats are lining up behind President Biden's re-election bid. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says there's no path to the White House without winning Wisconsin. Congressman Mark Pocan tells the Journal Sentinel that progress under Biden is the fastest he's seen in 30 years. In sports, the Bucks are out of the playoffs after last night's Game 5 overtime loss to Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Beat the summer rush and visit naturalon.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut it even.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we have Nathan right on, and I can hear some birds in the background. This is awesome. Good sound effects, Nathan. Welcome to Native Roots Radio, and it's good to see you again. And wow, we have a lot to talk about. Welcome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, Robert. Yes, I'm in a beautiful area right now, right next to a spring-fed lake. As the weatherman mentioned, you guys are expecting some rain this evening over in Minnesota. Here in Michigan, we are expecting some too. I'm hoping that it keeps up. It had 100% chance of rain right about now, but it looks like we're just getting sprinkles, so we should be okay.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty clear. Let's talk about what you're doing and why are you so close to that spring, and that's let our audience know. This is awesome to hear and what's going on. And I know Haley and Zoe really want to know and are excited to listen to what you have to say.
Absolutely. So as you know, I'm with Mackinac O'Day, and we're a water protector group, an environmentalist educator group, and we're based here in Michigan. And I've been doing this for the last 3 years. So there is a leader here from Harbor Springs. His name was Andrew Blackbird, and he wrote a book in the late 1800s. And in this book, he says this. I don't have it memorized too well, so I'm going to have to read from my little script. But he spoke in Old English. So this is what he said. Thou shalt immerse thy body into the lake or river at least 10 days in succession. In the early part of the spring of the year, that thy body may be strong and swift of foot to chase the game and on the warpath. So this was the inspiration for doing this. As many people know, they've heard about cold water therapy. So basically what I started doing, me and my friend Dan Hinman from Little Traverse Bay Band, is we started going in the cold water. Normally, it's done around May 1st. This year, because of the warm weather here, I got excited, as I typically do with things, and I said, well, I'm going to go out now because it's going to stay warm. It's going to stay 70, 80 degrees, right? That's what we all thought. We were tricked. And so I was doing this. By the third day, you know, things were going well, but then the temperatures dropped. Sometimes those temperatures got down to 34 was the coldest day, which meant the water temperature was somewhere between 32 and 34 degrees. This water might be even colder than that just because there's a spring. I don't think this part freezes over the winter time because of that spring. There's a spring literally right where all that wood is. That's why that wood is set up there, because there's a spring right there, and that's where I go. So that cold water is coming up from Mother Earth.
Wow. Now,
I've been doing this for 3 years. I don't recommend anyone just jump in and do this. This is not one of those things. I got a good, healthy body, and you know, I've been working on this, so I just want to say this disclaimer first. This isn't something that you guys see this. Don't go out and do it. One, I'm doing this too early right now, and it's just happened by accident. I don't know if I'm going to do this again. This is my 15th day of doing this. My body's very acclimated to it. However, it is still cold. And there's four reasons that I'm doing this. One, I'm doing this for the water, to raise awareness to the water, to raise awareness to the environmental issues that we face. Two, I'm doing it because I'm starting to run. I started to run 2 weeks ago. My first time for 4 miles was 39 minutes. I'm already down to 34. My average time throughout the year is 31 to 33 minutes per 4 miles. So I believe it's helped out with that. It's anti-inflammatory, it helps reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I'm doing it to raise awareness to the Northwoods Nature Fest that we're having June 17th here in here in Indian River, Michigan. And then four, I'm doing it to bring this back. This is something I think our mindset has been, we can't do stuff like this. In a lot of ways, we have become soft. And it's not our fault. It's probably through colonialization, all that. So this is another return to our roots type thing. And I believe because we all need healthy soil, we all need fresh, clean water, we all need fresh, clean air, that if we have all these things and we incorporate them into our lives, like myself and many other people do, and many other people are trying to do, that we would be able to do this, all of us, with no problem. But it's the mindset. And so this is something I am exploring with me doing. This is the longest I've ever done it. 15 days, and it's just for those four reasons. Go ahead. I'm probably talking too much.
No, this is a talk show. It's perfect. I'm going to have Zoe and Haley ask you a quick question. But I was at a sunrise service in February, a Native American, I think February or March, Native American day here in Minnesota. And prior to that sunrise, there were four Native American women that I know who did go into the water. And I did not know the significance until you talked about this. Zoe, Haley, do you have anything to ask Nathan?
I think it's really incredible that you've been doing it for 15 days. I remember when I was in middle school, there was like a viral challenge going around, like the, I was it, Haley, I don't know if you also did this, but it was like this, like,
was it the ice bucket challenge for like AS?
Ice bucket challenge. Yeah. Yes. So I did do that once and ran into the lake, but I could not imagine doing that for 5 days. So I'm curious about how you've kind of like trained yourself to be able to do this for so many days in a row.
Great question. I have to admit, when I first started doing it, it was, and we're going to do it, by the way, you know, let me know when we got a few minutes left, probably at the 4 minute range, if you guys don't mind.
Well, we'll do that second segment. We'll have you go into the water in the second segment.
Okay. That's cool. Cool. No problem. So first off, I've been doing it a couple years. I started doing it, I think it was like mid May, the first year I did it. And I admit, when I came out of the water the first couple times, I shook. I was like, right now I'd be like this, you know, shaking really bad. And you know, one thing I want to mention, if you do this and you're in the water and you start shaking, please get out. That's your body telling you it's time to get out. But as you acclimate to it, you can stay in the water a lot longer. You still have to be careful. You know, I am not out here to prove anything. I'm not, that's why we used to call this the cold water challenge. But you know, there's a lot of that challenge word is used a lot on Facebook and social media. So we just decided to call, I decided to call it the experience, because that's what it is. It's to me equivalent to a sweat. It's like going, it's the opposite though. It's not as hot, but you go into a sweat, and you know how when you come out, you feel reborn? It's the exact same thing. I've had moments when I've witnessed cold water, I did not want to. I say two or three times, I was like, man, it's windy again. The temperature's bad. The windshield factor is making the wind on my skin 29 degrees, but it was actually colder than that because I just went into the water. That's the air temp. But when you got water on your skin, that makes it even colder. I can't even find any tool out there to figure out what that temperature is. But before going in, multiple times I've said, I don't feel like doing this, but I know when I'm done, I'm going to feel awesome.
Hey, we're here with Nathan Wright, and we're talking about cold water therapy, and we're going to have Nathan go into the water and show this. So come on Facebook and YouTube, Native Roots Radio, and check it out. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Ho-wah.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have wood stoves that qualify for the new 30% income tax credit, a great opportunity to get an efficient stove and heat with renewable energy.
Right now, avoid supply chain delays, avoid the fall rush, avoid bad weather installation, and save money because we are now discounting the price on all chimney parts you need for installation for any of Woodland's new stoves and fireplaces.
We can help you with the stove and the chimney planning. Want to do it yourself? We will help you determine all the parts needed with our installation know-how. We have been installing wood stoves and fireplaces for over 45 years.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood, gas, and electric units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. Save money. Take advantage of the spring and summer chimney discounts when you buy any fireplace product right now at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This segment of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, it is. Hey, we're here with Nathan Wright here from Michigan, and one of our friends that comes on infrequently, but we love talking to Nathan. We're talking a little bit about cold water therapy, and Nathan, you're right next to water there. What are we going to do here? Water is life. Ho-wa.
Life, yes, absolutely. Well, let me set this up a bit. First off, my toes are cold right now. My feet are getting cold. That's how cold. So right now it's about 50 degrees out here. The last 2 weeks that I've been doing this, like I said, the temperature's been anywhere from 34 at the coldest to 75 at the warmest when I first started this out. I really thought for sure it was going to stay like that, but I was wrong. And me being stubborn, once I get into things, I continue them. So when I hit the 10-day period, which is what Andrew Blackbird had recommended, I decided to be stubborn again, and I'm just going to keep going. Plus, I want to see what happens. I want to see what happens after 30 days. So I want to talk about some of the things I'm going to experience before I get in, because I'm probably not going to be able to talk too much when I'm in there, and I can't wear the headphones while I'm in there. So if you guys have any questions, if you guys have any questions, you know, I can try to, but when I jump in, I tell you what, when I first go in, I'll wear the headphones. My wonderful child, DeWagen, is here helping me out. So they will hold the phone, and I could probably answer some initial questions. But
right on.
Okay, so right here, we have the spring here coming right out of Mother Earth. Spring-fed lake, water temperature right now, anywhere from 32 to 34. It's definitely colder right there. I feel it. When I get over there, it's cold. The sand, when my feet touch the sand is actually very warm. The sand is warm to me. This is not the normal time of year to do this. I got 20% battery left. This is not the normal time of year to do this. I don't recommend anyone do this just right off the bat. You watch this video, don't sit there and go, I'm going to go jump in the water. I do this gradually. There are some people. I take my time just to be safe. Like I said, I don't have anything to prove. And yeah, that's it.
I like what you said, Nathan, before you get in, Nathan. I like what you said earlier, is that it's the opposite of a sweat. And I wonder if you could just, before you go in, just let our audience know what you meant by that. A lot of our white allies are listening to this show, too.
Sure. So it's like we're trained to think in our minds that warm heat is great. We you know, are the warmth of our mother when we're a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
The warmth of the house when we walk in. We're taught nothing but how great heat is. But we're told like cold is bad. Cold is bad. And the funny thing is, whenever you get like an injury, one of the first things a doctor says is put cold on it, put heat on it. Put cold on it, put heat on it. It'll heal faster. That's pretty interesting. Because we don't probably do enough cold to flush out the things that are in our body. This also builds up immunity. It's been reported that it builds up your immune system as well. Now, that's something you'll have to, you know, read about yourself to figure that out. But for 3 years, I did not have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing something. I'm doing some, you know, I'm a indigenous herbalist.
Yeah.
And I believe in a lot of our traditional ways. I've experienced them myself. I might have a different perspective than most people do, but I also believe what I'm doing is very, I try to closely align what I do in this modern world with what our ancestors did. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not. I aim to be traditional, but I can't say I'm completely traditional because I'm not completely living traditional, but I'm trying to in this modern world. So that's also what I like to say.
Nathan, are you my age? I'm 62. How old are you? You're younger than
I am.
You.
Not far behind you.
Okay.
I'm not far behind you.
Well, you're in great shape, and people that are listening to us, jump on our Facebook. We're about to see Nathan get into the springs here, and he's looking pretty buff.
Okay. Come on over here. Okay, you put that down. You hold on to this. You're going to have to get right here. I could take some questions.
Okay, he still has his headset on, Zoe.
Here, hold on.
Okay, this is like...
Okay, so I'm entering the water here.
This is historic for Native Roots Radio, is that we are going live into the cold water here with Nathan getting some cold water therapy like our relatives used to. Okay, Nathan.
Okay, that's good. All right.
This
is the longest the cord is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your son's going to have to come out with you. Or your daughter, whoever's got the camera.
I don't think that's going to be possible. How much time do we got?
Well, we got a good 5 minutes. We can describe what you're doing. I think Zoe is good at describing. We could describe what you're doing and maybe unplug the headphones and maybe you'll be able to hear us from the camera.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So any questions first before I unplug? Any questions
Zoe,
first?
I know you got a question. I can see it in your... No, you don't? Okay, Zoe doesn't. Haley doesn't. We're just excited to see this.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and unplug. Hopefully I'll hear you. I got like 10% battery left, so hopefully we can finish this. So let's go ahead and unplug.
We got 34 degrees temperature. The water is 34 degrees. And Nathan's going into the water right now. Trying to describe this, but he's frozen. Oh, we just lost Nathan.
Oh, no.
Man, this is history. We were making history. We just lost him. I hope one of those.
The water's too cold.
Sea monsters came and got him because that was one big bite.
I wonder if his phone died. He said he had 10%.
Right. And the colder it gets. But, you know, Zoe, I really hit home with me. And again, I saw some Native women, cold weather, like they do it a lot, go out and do this cold water therapy. And I didn't know it was a Native thing. Did you?
I didn't know that either, but I have heard of, at least in the Navajo culture and Diné culture, they do snow baths, you know, at the first snow of the year, they go out and, you know, jump around in it if there's enough. So that's the closest thing I've heard of, to what Nathan's doing, but it looks like he's coming back. Let's see.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's all wet.
Buffering.
Okay.
There he is.
All right. Oh, there we go.
Did you hear the eagle story?
Nathan, you're can you hear us? He's kind of frozen there. Can you hear us, Nathan? He's only got 10%. Well, we
can hear you a little bit. You broke up a little bit.
Okay, you're totally submerged. How long do you stay in the water? Nina just asked that, which is a great question.
I haven't done it yet. Can we still do it?
Yeah, go ahead. And then how long do you stay in when you do go in? Yes, go ahead. So
just for a couple seconds.
Okay, just for a couple seconds.
As soon as I come out, I have to dry.
Okay, as soon as he comes off, if you didn't hear, he has to dry. And that makes total sense. This is like historic, Zoe. I don't think we've ever done anything like this in 7 years. This is awesome.
I feel bad for our folks that aren't seeing this.
Well, he's at waist high. No, he's chest high. He's put both of his hands on top of his head, Zoe and Haley.
Almost full body dip.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he submerges. Let's see. No, not yet. Nina, one of our great
play by play.
But wow. Well, we got to do a play by play. He's heading out towards the deeper end. And he still has his hands on top of his head. Haley, what do you think of this? This is like a great time to join Native Roots Radio, isn't it?
I am so, so excited to be seeing this. Makes me, you know, want to try it as well. But like you said, you got to ease into it and acclimate your body, you know. So you can
I think you and Zoe should start a Native American Gen Z club to do this. And I would support that. You know, whether it was with resist t-shirts or whatever, but I would support that. And Nathan's trying to get back on. There he is. There he is. Nathan, can you hear us?
Did you hear the part where I went under?
No, we missed that part.
Where I went under?
Yeah, go do it again. We didn't catch that.
No.
Yeah, we missed that. Oh, there he goes. Hey. Oh. So how much time do we got left here? Because this is like seriously,
about a minute.
This is serious. This is serious radio, you know,
we got
and
about
again,
a minute left.
It's great to have all these people watching on Facebook Live and in our YouTube again, Native Roots Radio, Facebook, and then also YouTube Native Roots Radio. And I think he's going to do it again and I'm going to put some bumper music to it.
Let's do it.
All right. There he goes. There he goes. There he goes. He's underneath.
He submerged, and he just came up. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Victory. Hey, you're listening and watching Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Former Vice President Mike the day in Washington testifying about January 6th. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The former vice president testified before this Washington, D.C.-based grand jury for nearly 7 hours today. This grand jury is investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
Prosecutors say suspected classified documents leaker Dax Teixeira had a history of making violent threats. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
DOJ lawyers claim he destroyed evidence, including a laptop and game console, and posted in a chat group a note to delete all my messages.
He'd also reportedly put together an arsenal of weapons. WNBA star Brittany Griner says she'll never play basketball overseas again after serving hard time in Russia.
I don't knock any player that wants to go overseas and, you know, make a little bit extra money. I'm hoping that our league continues to grow.
She says the Olympics would be the exception. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's only oil refinery reopens this summer, 5 years after it shut down following an explosion that injured 36 workers. The AP reporting the U.S. Chemical Safety Board found the refinery's lack of safeguards during a maintenance shutdown led to that blast, causing $550 million in damages. The Canadian-owned refinery in Superior is expected to resume full operations by the end of June and employ some 350 people. The national COVID-19 public health emergency ends May 11th, but hospitals remain busy with patients who had delayed care during the pandemic. Doctors say they're catching diseases at later stages because of those delays, and now they're seeing patients with more serious health problems. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
French toast, buttermilk fried chicken sandwich, and Swedish meatballs. Open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 8 to 8 with a Sunday brunch from 8 until 2. Located off 29th and Johnson. More at hazelsnetogo.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic, honoring health.
Hey, we are here with Nathan Wright, and he's in the car. He's all right. And we just did a witness to a cold water therapy and also the history of it, Nathan. Nathan, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, cool. Hey, I want you to, before we let you go. Yeah, we can hear you. You're far, far away, but we can hear you. I want you to promote, again, what we talked a little bit about, what's coming up here with the water and what's happening with the Northwoods Nature Fest.
Sure. So, as you know, the last 3 years we've been doing the eviction in Mackinac City. And 2 years ago, it culminated. We had over 500 people that showed up. And it was a really awesome event, one of the largest events in northern Michigan for that type of action. So we decided, you know, May was a little too early for a lot of things. So we decided to move it to a better, warmer month. And that month is now going to be June 17th, a Saturday. That's the main date. People are going to come in on Friday, you know, and then people are going to stay on Sunday, which is Father's Day, for some fun events that we're going to have. But everything is pretty much happening on June 17th, the Northwoods Nature Fest. So it's going to be a culmination of herbalists, environmentalists, and crafters, speakers, and musicians. And basically, the ideal behind this is that we want to kind of embed into a community and get people from the community to come in to learn about both the successes of environmental organizations that are around, but also to learn about the concerns of things that are a threat to our environment. And we feel this is the greatest way to build up allyship with these different organizations and their concern, and also to bring in the area community and beyond, because we have people from Canada we actually have some Canadians that are on our group that are helping us out. So we're kind of just networking a little differently from the way we've done it before, and we're trying to more educational in a way that most people would understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not doing like real deep hardcore stuff that most water protectors already know and understand, whereas the average person might not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so really excited about it. We're going to have a guest speaker. Everything that we've heard from everybody, they really.
You know, we got to have Nathan on again, and we just lost him. And I think, to me, that was amazing. And I like what Laurie had to say. Respect and love to you, Nathan. Did you say you heard an eagle just fly going in? Maybe she dreamt it. Maybe, you know, we dream a lot. Well, Nathan, why don't we sign off, and then we're going to get you on the show again real soon and way prior to this event. But wow, I really appreciate you opening our eyes and our ears on in a good way about this water therapy. And good luck to you. And we're going to be talking to you real soon again, Nathan. Really good to see you again. And
well, good to see you. Thank you for having me, Robert. And I appreciate all that you do and the work that you do. And if you notice, my phone is shaking a little bit, so I'm just starting to warm back up here, unfreeze myself. So I'll work on that.
Excellent. Thank you, Nathan Wright. Really good to see you again. Wow. You guys, that was awesome. Seriously. That was seriously awesome. Haley, what do you expect this kind of stuff? And you know, with your new job here, your new internship, your new working with Native Roots Radio, is this crazy or what?
I mean, you know, I was surprised to see that it did have Native roots to it. I wasn't, you know, I had never heard that was a Native thing before. Mm-hmm. And just kind of knowing that it is a great way to connect with nature and just feel connected to the earth also. But then Nathan's also raising awareness to a really great cause, and, you know, with the water and everything. So I'm curious to see like how did you get started doing this? How did you acclimate your body? And what are things that maybe our listeners could practice doing or kind of slowly start getting into that for their own healing?
Well, I don't know if Nathan can hear. Nathan can hear us still. Awesome.
I'm connected, I think, to my Wi-Fi now because I'm back at the house.
Yeah, you sound good.
We started just by going in the water. Initially, I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay, so we started by, it was actually
You know, I think he mentioned this earlier too, Zoe and Haley, that he started really slow about this, and now he's been doing it for 3 years, so he kind of knows the MO. But again, the weather fooled them because, you know, remember what was just less a couple of weeks ago here in the Twin Cities was 80 degrees and 88 on one day, and then the next day it was 37 degrees. So I think he was thinking that the water was going to be warming up quicker and kind of alluded to that. Yeah. So,
yeah, I just wanted to share some other things too, Robert, about the benefits of cold water therapy. I actually used to do this in high school when I was on the track team. We used to have a cold water bath, and so we'd all get in that after practice, and it really, really helped with exactly what Nathan was talking about. You know, reduce inflammation in your muscles. And so there was a study that was even conducted in 2011 that found that cyclists who completed intense training sessions had decreased soreness after they were immersed in cold water for 10 minutes. And so this is something that, you know, everyone can do. I've seen it become a lot more popular, especially amongst like younger folks and athletes. Doing this like every day, but there's also like mental benefits, of course, too. There's been some research to kind of show that this could actually help with depression and anxiety. There was one case study with a woman who experienced anxiety and depression since the age of 17, and she began doing cold water therapy at 24, and her symptoms decreased significantly. And so she was able to use this as a part of her medicine to heal her mental health. So lots of research actually into this exact thing right now. I'm pretty sure that like Scandinavian folks or Norwegian folks also do this, or at least in colder climates. I've seen a lot of other people do this, and especially like going from hot to cold or like going to a sauna and then doing, you know, jumping in a cold lake. So lots of benefit there. Helps also, like Nathan was talking about, fight illnesses and boost your immunity. So just a lot of benefits all. But of course, be careful with your doctor first.
Yeah.
If you have any worries, disclaimer, you know.
Absolutely. I feel like too, just going off what you said, talking about Native roots, and maybe it's not only Native Americans, but I know that this is taking ice baths is also important in, I think it's Finland. And I know Finland has been like one of the happiest places to live for like the past 5 years in a row or something like that. Wow. So, I mean, it says something. It's working.
Well, I know as a youngster, I used to see, Major League Baseball players just dunk their whole arm, pitchers dunk their whole arm into ice water. And like Nathan said earlier about inflammation and blood circulation and things like that. Nathan, can you hear us? We only got a couple more minutes in this segment. I'd love to hear you just give one more quick shout out about your event coming up and how our listening audience can support you.
Sure. So real quick, just to answer the question that I think we got cut off. I used to stick my face in the snow. So I actually rolled myself in the snow. That's actually a practice that some still practice with putting their children. And I'm not suggesting that, but there's just watch online. There's some videos about people putting a little bit of snow on their babies. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that some people have done that. But I rolled in the snow a couple years ago. I just acclimated. It started with a ceremony that I did
where I walked into the water up to my waist. And that's where this whole thing started at. Then we started going into the water, me and my friend Dan Hinman from Little Traverse Bay Band. And this was 3 years ago. So we got used to it. Yes, we went through a lot of different stages, the shaking stages when you first do it. But for most people, I would say just be very careful. You know, maybe just go in there with your feet at first, maybe your calves, but just don't jump in. I had a lady that did that once, and I told everyone not to do it, but she went ahead and jumped in. She's seen me, and she's seen other people, and she thought, I'll just do it. She was shaking the whole day, so please don't do that. There's a gentleman out in California that told me he went into a pool. It was probably 50, 55. He said it was cold, but he enjoyed it. And that's maybe a better temperature. The temperatures I'm at right now are not recommended. Normally, when you get in the 40, 45 range. Now, the Northwoods Nature Fest, June 17th. Great area, Indian River. It's actually an old waterway that would go from Petoskey all the way to Sheboygan. Indian River is kind of in the middle there, and that's why it's called Indian River. It was actually the I-75, which is our main highway here in Michigan. It was the I-75 for the canoes, the Jimans. They would travel. You could go there 300 years ago, any time of the day, like right now, you would see someone coming from Manitoulin Island over in Canada or someone heading there. And so 2 years...
Wow. What a great segment, and we lost Nathan again, but... I'm glad we have our audience and you guys. I really liked Lori. Thank you for saying what an exciting, beautiful show. I really appreciate that output. And we have Wendy, Sacred Animal Section, coming up next. And you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Stay with us.
I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
The portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
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 Nice. Hey. We got a segment here with Wendy, and I want to introduce my awesome, beautiful wife, Wendy. Take it away.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani.
That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Daga Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues on the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today, I just have a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. You know, I talked last week about having squirrels in our neighbor's house, and we watched with horror about the people coming in and getting those squirrels. And Robert and I were really upset about that. And I just have a little article here that I read, and it's a picture of baby raccoons. And the baby raccoons are sitting in a little, nice little nest somewhere inside where it's nice and cozy. And what the article talks about is that it's really hard if the mother animal is removed, right, from that area and taken away, the babies will die. They don't know how to fend for themselves. They need their mother to take care of them. So what we ask you to do, if you know that a mother raccoon, or I think this goes for squirrels as well, make a lot of noise, make sure that the mom will need about 3 days to figure out a new nest. So while you're banging your pots and pans and playing loud music because you don't want her there, that's okay. It's not going to disturb the babies. The babies will be fine. But the mother's going to say to herself, you know what? This isn't a nice place after all, and I need to go look for another nest. So what she'll do is she'll leave the baby raccoons, or a mother squirrel will leave her baby squirrels in that area. It could be inside your roof, inside your attic, where you don't want them. But give them at least 3 days, give the mom at least 3 days to get somewhere. She's going to find another nest because she does not want to, she doesn't want to be there with her babies, right? Because it's noisy, it's loud, and she will find another nest. So she needs 3 days to do that. And once she does that, she will take her babies one at a time and she will move them to the new nest. So you don't need to trap them. And it won't cost you any money to do this, right? You don't have to charge. No one's going to charge you money to get these animals out. You're not going to be harming anybody. And it's going to save lives and everyone wins. So that's what we want you to do. And we appreciate that. You know, Robert and I watched these squirrels be trapped in these traps on her roof. The squirrels were very upset. It was very hard to watch an animal, for me anyway, watch an animal literally suffer, right? The squirrel went into the trap and was trapped there, was really scared, was trying to get out, was trying to claw its way out. It was crying. You could hear it kind of almost making it like a chirping noise. And then it got dark out, and then it started to rain, and it was horrible. It thundered and lightning, and all I could think of is this poor squirrel in this, you know, trap on top of the roof with no shelter. And it's, you know, an animal will go find shelter if the weather's bad. So anyway, the squirrel was dead the next day. So if you could just be patient, you know, there's lots of squirrels and raccoons and other, you know, possums, other animals having babies right now. So just want you to keep an eye out on that. Speaking of possums, this is something I did not know, and it's something I want to let you guys know also. So, you know, there's rules if you find a baby bunny or a baby squirrel and all that stuff. But here's the rule about if you find a baby possum. So many orphans can be left for a few hours to see if the mom comes back, right? But not possums. If you see a baby like this one in the yard and you look up a baby possum and you'll be able to see it, how cute they are. Get it quickly in a little box or a pet carrier with a blanket and keep it warm. Mama possums can have up to 13 babies. And as they grow, they don't all fit in the pouch. So some of them ride on her back. And if something startles the mother, right, and she runs, one or two can fall off. But the mother doesn't know that she's lost one. She has so many. She doesn't really keep count of them, which I think is not good for nature to do that. I think nature should have given her instincts to know I have, oh, no, let me count how many I have. Oh, there's two missing. Let me go back and see where they are. But they don't do that, right? The mama doesn't know she's lost one. So please never leave one thinking that the mom will come back. But because possums don't do that. So that's good to know. I didn't know that. I saw another little picture here. It's kind of like a meme, and it's Mr. Rogers. For those of you who know Mr. Rogers, I grew up with Mr. Rogers in watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? But there's a picture of him hugging Coco the gorilla. So Coco the gorilla was a very famous gorilla, and there's a picture of Mr. Rogers hugging Coco, and it says Coco the gorilla was a huge Mr. Rogers Neighborhood fan. They used to let Coco watch Mr. Rogers on TV. And Fred Rogers, who played Mr. Rogers, took a trip to meet Coco for his show. Not only did she wrap her arms around him to embrace him, but she also proceeded to try to take off his shoes. This is something that Fred Rogers did at the start of every show. Do you remember that? He used to take off his shoes, so like take off his outside shoes and put his inside shoes on. So I thought that that was really something that Coco watched him do this all the time, and when she finally met him, she tried to take off his shoes. I love that story. A lot of you know that Robert and I took our godchildren to the circus, and this was a circus that we went to. It was the Canadian Royal International Circus. We saw it at the Mall of America here in Minneapolis, and they have no animals there. That's why we went, because we do not believe that animals should be in the circus, or zoos for that matter. But there's a German circus. They're using holograms instead of live animals for a cruelty-free, magical experience, and it's very cool. So I think that this is awesome. You could also look this up and look at the holograms. The holograms really look like real animals. You could see elephants and horses and lions, and they're all holograms. So this is a German circus that's doing that, and I think that's fantastic. I think as we move along further into the future, we are seeing less animal cruelty, I think, because of social media, Facebook, and all the platforms that people get to voice their opinions about things. People are really learning more and more about how animals are cruelly treated, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to support. I don't want to support a circus that uses animals, any animals in it. So I just don't go to them. But, you know, we all speak and we all can vote with our dollars and how we spend our money. And I use a free app on my phone. I've talked about this before. It's called Cruelty Cutter. And you could scan the barcodes of merchandise that you buy at the store. A lot of cosmetics. I use it for mostly cosmetics because I want to make sure that the cosmetics that I'm buying are cruelty-free. So this is a big subject that we talk about on the show. Our sacred animals are very important to us, and we need to help them as much as we can. So with that, Robert, back to you.
Everybody, thank you, Nathan Wright, for that unbelievable expedition. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. It was just a wonderful showing of some sacred kind of cold water therapy that I think we all need. So if you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
My- Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.